On the eve of a new year and to mark the 45th World Day of Peace, a vigil will take place tonight in St. Peter's Square. From 11:15 p.m. to 7 a.m. Sunday morning, people are being invited to pray for peace between nations and in families. The event is being organised by the Italian Association Family of the Small Church. We spoke to Cesare Bini, one of the movement's members, who told us more.
The organization is an association of the name in Italy is Famiglia Piccola Chiesa, means family, small church. So it is an association of Christian families that since about 15 years makes a lot of effort to for organization of the possibility for Christian families to improve their faith, their also their life as a Christian life. And in this respect, we have organized several events. One of them is the prayer that is like the one we are presenting today, that is a prayer for the peace within family and in the world that we organize every year at the end of the year. So the night between 31 of December and 1st of January, we spend all the time during the night, starting from 11 p.m. up to 7 a.m. In St. Peter's Square. And this is every hour there is a particular community that prays during the night, in particular prays to Mary, to the Holy Mary. And the intention of this is pray for the peace within families and in the world.
How important is it in these days, how important is it to be praying for peace, peace within families, peace within the world? How timely really is it?
Yes, it is important because, of course, we see that in the world now there is a lot of people, a lot of families that have trouble. And many families divide because of problems, and so it is important to recuperate the value of peace, of comprehension within a family. So we pray for that essentially, and also because we think that peace within families is also an important aspect of the overall peace, because if one starts to be in peace within his own family, then also all the world, the full community, the full society has more peace. Because the peace is something that is not only a matter of nations, but also of the life of every day of every people. So that's the general idea of this event.
Pope Benedict spoke at his general audience about the Holy Family. He spoke about the need for prayer in the family, for people to continue to pray within the family, that the family should be a school of prayer. Yes. It's something that the Pope feels very strongly about, isn't it?
Yes, it's true, of course. And in fact, one of the aims of our movement, of our association, is to help families to pray within family, because the prayer between husband and wife, and also to teach the children to pray within the family, is a good school for to prevent from possible division in the family. So we know very well that the teaching of Pope Benedict goes in this direction, and in fact we know that Pope Benedict is aware of our also effort in this, and in fact every year, in the morning of January the 1st, when he makes his speech from the window of his apartment, he also says about our event. And in fact, normally at the time, at noon, we stay in the square with our community and to receive the words of Pope Benedict.
Is there a concern that there is a breakdown in the family unit, with separation within families, divorce within families, things happening within families? Is that a concern to your movement?
We know about these problems. We help families. We help families also in specific problems. For instance, there are people in our association that spends much time to meet couples that are in crisis, to help them. to help them. And also we help couples that are in trouble also to see if they are in the condition to see that their marriage is not a completely good marriage. You know, there is, I don't know what is in English the name for this, a null marriage, to annul, yes, annulment is a practice, and the couples can be accompanied in this path. And and sometimes also there is a strong commitment of the leader of our community, that is Don Stefano, that is a priest, to make the courses for before the wedding for fiancéed, because they have to understand very well before the marriage if this is the good choice for them, if because sometimes people marry without a strong understanding what they are doing. So all these things are very present in our activity, and our association is strongly involved in this.